This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Smriti Mandir at Nagpur in Maharashtra this morning and paid homage at memorials dedicated to the founding fathers of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Madhavrao Golwalkar, popularly known as Guruji. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and senior member of RSS Bhaiyaji Joshi were also present on the occasion. Mr. Modi's visit coincides with the Sangh's Pratipada program marking Gudi Padwa, the beginning of the Hindu New Year. Later, the Prime Minister visited Deeksha Bhumi and paid homage to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. At Deeksha Bhumi, Dr. Baba Sahib Ambedkar embraced Buddhism along with his followers in 1956. Later in the day, Mr. Modi will also lay the foundation stone of Madhav Netralaya Premium Centre at Nagpur and address a public meeting. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate the loitering munition testing range and runway facility for UAVs at Solar Defence and Aerospace Limited in Nagpur. From Maharashtra, the Prime Minister will travel to Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh at around 3:30 p.m. to lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 33,700 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The 9-day-long Chaitra Navratri festival began today with the morning aarti at temples across the country. Navratri is dedicated to the worship of goddess Durga and her nine avatars. The 9-day-long festival concludes on Ram Navami, which marks the birthday of Lord Ram. The festival is celebrated with great devotion across India, with rituals and prayers honoring the goddess in her various forms. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their greetings to citizens on the occasion of Ugadi, Gudi Padwa, Cheti Chand, Chaitra Shukladi, Navre, Chaitra Navratri and Sajibu Cheruba. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted that these festivals celebrated to welcome the spring season and mark the advent of the new year symbolize unity in India's rich cultural diversity. Vice President Dhankar noted that these festivals, known by different names across Bharat, mark the beginning of the traditional new year. Extending his greetings, Prime Minister Modi expressed hope that the occasion of Nam Samvatsar would bring new enthusiasm into people's lives and energize the collective resolve for a developed India. The Ministry of External Affairs has informed that 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in earthquake-hit Myanmar's Yangon and Nay Pi Thaw as part of Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried HADR materials, 60 parafield ambulance and NDRF personnel. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay today, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that India has been active playing the role of first responder in natural calamities and crisis-like situations.
Soon after the tragedy struck Myanmar, our Prime Minister conveyed his concerns and expressed that India was ready to all possible support to the people of Myanmar and the government of Myanmar. India, as you are aware, we have been actively playing the role of first responder in such situations during natural disasters, natural calamities.
A sharpshooter of the Mukhtar Ansari gang, Anuj Kanojia, was killed in an encounter with a joint team of Uttar Pradesh Special Task Force and Jharkhand Police in Jamshedpur last night. In chess, India's Nihal Sarin has clinched the 2025 Tashkent Open Aksamov Memorial title in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The 20-year-old Indian grandmaster secured the title with an unbeaten score of 8 out of 10. And that is the end of this news bulletin.